can be saved. Move it down. Okay. Hallelujah. I can't do this tonight alone. But you're here, and the Holy Spirit's here. Jesus came. God's here. Well, Pastor Terry, I thought he was always here. But in what degree he uncovers himself. Now that's the question. God's everywhere. God's in hell. But did you know they're not praising him? God's in hell, but they're not seeing of him what we're seeing tonight. God's in the parking lot at Walmart, but they're not seeing what we're seeing tonight of him. How can a person say to you big I hear and sense the call of God? It's like a megaphone on the inside of me. And it seems as if this little container of me would just, it seems like it could just burst. And how big I hear the heart cry of God telling me to tell you that God himself says, please seek me. Because he wants to be found. And he wanted me to talk to you tonight about seeking him. And I'm endeavoring to do this out of my heart and just not out of my head or a Bible lesson. So you set your faith with me that we won't miss it. Psalm 27:8 says, just listen. You can write it down, but just listen. David said, "You have said, seek my face, inquire of my presence, as your vital need. And my heart said to you, your face, your presence will I seek." When I heard that from the Lord, I heard it from him. His tell him, look for, seek me, look for me. So I started to look through the scriptures, and I saw that he started saying that early on in scripture. In Deuteronomy, he said, seek me. But every time he said that, he said, and you'll find me. And so many people, it's very sad, but so many people in this day have, they seek the Lord, but with an idea that he can't be found. Christian people, I've seen it in worship services, so to speak. Well intended, but they would seek God, and there would be this yearning for God, but it was as if you couldn't find him. And what they thought was yearning for God was really grieving. And they thought it was worship because an emotion came up. And I've had people tell me sometimes, even, you know, that maybe came to our church for a while or in other places too, and say, I'm seeking a more contemporary worship experience. I want to feel something. And you can pull up all sorts of emotions. And the scripture says to seek God. The scripture says to crave the Lord and to earnestly desire him and to seek him and to long for him. And this verse here in the Amplified says, as your vital need. One of the Psalms says, as the deer panteth for the water brooks, so my soul longeth after thee. But you know, if that deer could never find the water brooks, he'd die. And if God had put it in him to thirst for the water but never find it, that's cruel. It's cruel. But why would the Lord say, seek me? Because he wants to be found. The Bible says that God covers himself in darkness. He's hidden. But he doesn't want to stay hidden. He didn't want to be on a mountaintop. He didn't want to be in a box. He didn't want to be behind a curtain. But that's where he had to be until Jesus did what he did. And when Jesus did, that spiritual door to that spiritual realm that had been closed, and the angel with the flaming sword had been set to guard it, the angel backed away, the door was open, and the call came out, come. And Jesus said, seek. You'll find him.